Our Bible reading today from James talks about two really big ideas, all right? And one is this. Who can read that word there? Faith. The word says faith. And faith is believing in Jesus and his love for us. So that's a really important big idea. And here's the other big idea. Can you read that? Actions. Actions, those are the things that you do to show Jesus' love to others. And both of these ideas really come together to help make us a complete Christian. So there is our complete Christian. He's sitting right there. But I thought we'd look at a few more examples to help us understand how that works. So I brought with me a few things. First thing I've got is I brought a hammer. That's right. And this looks like a good hammer. It's pretty heavy. It's pretty sturdy. It even says Craftsman. That's a good brand. But unless I actually use the hammer, doesn't help me very much. So what do I need to do? How do I make a hammer useful? What do I do? What else do I need? If the hammer just sits here, it doesn't work very well. What do I need? I need a nail and maybe some wood so that I can actually hammer something. Okay? I need to put the hammer into action. Okay? I also have, what's this? A spoon. I like this spoon. It's nice and wooden. It has some slots in it. It's a great spoon. But it's not very useful unless, how can I make this spoon useful? What do I do? Yeah, I can make some food. I get my cake batter and I stir it up. And I take the batter and I help pour it into the cake pan. So my spoon has to be put into action. I have to do something with it. All right. I have one more thing here. What do I have? I got some markers. And oh, there's some really pretty colors in there. And the lids are all on tight. So I know that they'll work. But if I just have these markers sitting here, they're not very useful, are they? But how do I make my markers useful? Yeah, I have to color with them. I could take them out of the container and draw on a piece of paper. I put my markers into action. So I combine the two things, and then it works. And that's kind of how faith and actions work. We need to put them together. So how do we do that? Well, we maybe put our faith into action by inviting someone to church or Sunday school. Maybe we put our faith into action by saying, "Hey, neighbor, I'll help you rake your leaves or mow your lawn." Maybe we can put our faith into action by sharing our toys with someone else. And why do we do all these things? Who cares? Why should we share our faith and put it into action? You know why? We do it because Jesus put his love into action when he died on the cross, take away our sins so that we have a place with him in heaven. That's why we put our faith into action. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you for acts of love.
Thank you for acts of love.
That demonstrate our faith. Amen. Thank you for using your faith and coming up here and listening to me.